I would like to talk to you for a few moments from the subject, the steps of discipleship. The steps of discipleship. Discipleship is the process by which disciples grow in the Lord Jesus Christ and are equipped by the Holy Spirit to become more Christ-like. The Spirit is the power that teaches us what is the mind of Christ, pours the love of God into our hearts, empowers our new life in Christ, and motivates us and equips us for discipleship and service. The call to discipleship is a commitment solely to the person of Jesus Christ, a breaking through all of legalism by the grace of him who calls. The call to discipleship simply means Christ calls, the disciples follow. As we look at our text this morning, there are many jewels and nuggets that we can take away. However, my focal point is found in verse 34. Jesus defines discipleship in the simplest of terms. He says, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Jesus invites every person to follow. But one who desires to follow him must have a willingness to put aside selfish ambition. To put aside selfish ambition means to surrender immediate material gratification in order to discover and secure one's true self and God's interests. It is a willingness to let go of selfish desires and earthly security. This attitude turns self-centeredness to God-centeredness. When Jesus speaks of denying yourself, he is not talking about giving up smoking or giving up certain foods or saying you have no self-worth. Jesus is saying to be his disciple, you surrender control of your life to his person and his power. It means that when you face decisions in life, you make those decisions based on talking to him about it first and then obeying him. It means following Jesus wherever he may lead you. It means doing what he asks of you, even if you can't see the value of it. Denying self requires us to give up anything that we would want or seek that would hinder our doing the will of God. Jesus had to deny himself too, and it was hard on him as well. Remember, he prayed to let this cup pass from me, if possible. When we determine to give our lives to God's service, this is an act of repentance. In repenting, we determine to turn away from our own will and live our lives to please God. We cannot be saved without this. And that is why repentance is so important in salvation. It also explains why so many people are not truly Jesus' disciples. whether or not they may claim to be his disciples, because they are not willing to make this total sacrifice. The next verse, verse 35, says, then it helps us to understand Jesus' point and it strengthens the application. If a person holds his life so dear to himself, then he wants to use it to please himself, do his own will, and accomplish his own purposes rather than denying self and serving God. That person will in the end lose his life eternally. But anyone who loses his life for Jesus' sake gives it in service and sacrifice to God by denying himself, such a person will save his life by gaining eternal life. So, true discipleship means you must deny yourself, not Jesus. As you deny yourself, you must take up your cross. A lot of people think that means bearing burdens and suffering hardship for the Lord. Surely, such hardships will at times be required. But there is a fuller meaning if we consider the context. Hence, taking up your cross refers to giving your whole life to God. Let me say that again. Taking up your cross refers to giving your whole life to God, as Jesus was about to give his life for us. This involves bearing burdens, but it's deeper than that. It is a total dedication of life. Luke 9 and 23 says, take up your cross daily. A disciple of Jesus takes up his cross every single day. It's a daily dedication of ourselves to Jesus, not a once in a lifetime experience. To follow Jesus means that where he leads, you will go. Jesus means to walk in his footsteps. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to live a perfect life to be a disciple, for that is impossible. For the Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. No one is exempt. The Bible says that you must desire to follow Jesus. It means a will to choose to obey God in every area. You see, God is able to judge us on the basis of our desires and our direction rather than on our actual performance. Some of the characteristics of Christ, of a Christ-directed life, are love, joy, peace, patient, kindness, goodness, all the fruits of the Spirit. It is a life empowered by the Holy Spirit. When Jesus is on the throne of your life, you'll have a powerful prayer life, and you will trust and obey God. Let me ask you, does this represent your life? This is what it means to be a true disciple of Jesus. I know it's not easy, but God has promised never to leave you, never to forsake you. Jesus said in John 15 and 4, abide in me and I in you. To abide means to dwell, to stay, to hang in there no matter what comes your way to try and separate you from God. Abiding with Jesus Christ is where the believer grows in righteousness, where you begin to do good works for the kingdom of God, and where a deep relationship with God grows. Abiding involves maintaining a special relationship with the Savior. If you think about it, for those of you who have a significant other, when you met them, you didn't know too much about them. But the more time you spent with them, the more you began to love them. If I look at my own life, when I met my husband, we didn't know each other. We had a mutual friend who is also a minister. And I was working on my doctoral project. And I wanted to put out a CD for this project. My thesis was ordained women fulfilling the call of God. And I wanted to have some music for women who were pursuing this ordination route that would encourage them to keep moving forward, not to give up, because it's tough for us as women in every field. Do I get an amen from the women? So my friend, he said, my friend has a recording studio. You can record there. So I said, okay. I was like, how much is it going to cost? He's like, oh, my friend said, it's not going to cost anything. I was like, oh, praise God. That is awesome. So I went to the studio, I saw my husband, well, I didn't know he was my husband then, but I saw him, he let us use the studio, he wouldn't really stay around that long, he would let us in, let us do what we have to do, and then he would be on his way. But one time, my friend wasn't able to make it to the studio, and asked my husband, could you work with Debbie on this song? And the song is called The Plan. God knows the plan that he has for you. And me and him, we went to the studio and we worked on that song. And because we worked so close together, we started to enjoy each other's company. And as we worked on this thing for God, our relationship grew stronger and stronger. I started to know more about him. He started to learn more about me. We would stay on the phone for hours. Do y'all remember that when you were with your significant other? How you would stay on the phone for, you don't want to even hang up. You're there and you even fall asleep with the phone here. Because you wanted to know more. And the only way you could learn more is to spend time with them. You couldn't wait when you saw him or her. It's like, oh my God, he's here. He's here. He's coming. I'm not sure how men act when they see, you know, I can only give a woman's perspective. You know, rings the doorbell. I was like, oh my God, I gotta put on my makeup. I gotta fix my hair. How do I look? And then when the night ended, you didn't want to end. Oh, I miss you. Can I see you? But that's how it is with God. That's how we learn and we know God more. Because we spend time with God. How do we spend time with God? Reading God's word. Singing God's songs. Praying to God. Even when you're driving in your car, hum a tune or something and sing to the God, to your God. How great is my God? I don't know if you know that song. How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God? All will say, how great, how great is our God. That's all you have to do. Driving in your car or in the shower, just start singing to the Lord. That's spending time with God. Reading the word and understanding. Jesus says, as long as you are in me and I in you, I will give you the nutriments you need to remain strong when the storms of life are raging. Is there anybody in here that can say that God gave you power in the 11th hour? I almost went the wrong way, but God gave me the power to turn around and go the right way. I almost lost my mind, but God gave me power to turn myself around. I almost gave up. I was just about to throw in the towel, but then Jesus threw the towel right back at me. This let me know that you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. Yes. God will give you power in the midst of the struggle, in the midst of your storm. All you've got to do is deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him. He will never lead you astray. He will never lead you down the wrong street. But you need to be able to hear his voice. How can you know his voice? You have to have a relationship. Just like a mother knows the voice of her child. There could be a room full of babies, and one is crying, and a mother knows that that's my child crying. Do I have any mothers in here that can identify? You know your child's cry. So you see, you have to have that relationship with God. And he hears you crying. All the prayers are going up all over this world. But God hears you because you have that special relationship. That's my child. My child is in need. Oh, that's a 911 cry. So I'm going to go down and I'm going to flip the script. I'm going to turn the situation around. Late in the midnight hour, hallelujah, God's going to turn it around. And it's going to work in your favor. You know why? Because the Bible says, for no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Says it in the Bible. So that means you can see the things that people do to you. You see it clear as day. But the word of the Lord says it will not prosper. It will not go anywhere. Because you belong to God. Woo. We just have to follow Jesus. Wherever he leads, I will follow. He walks with me. And he talks with me. And he tells me that I am his own. Hallelujah. God is a good God. God is an awesome God. That's what we have to do. Deny ourselves. Get rid of those selfish ways. It's not I. I don't like the way you do this. I don't like the way you do that. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. What does God say? You do what God has called you to do. Don't let anyone stop you from moving forward in your relationship with God. Oh, why do you go to church on Sunday? Why? Amen. 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 All right. Amen. Amen. You see that? If the people don't cry out, the animals will cry out. The Bible says the very rocks will cry out. And I don't want no rocks crying out for me. I'm going to cry out to the Lord. For God is good. Yes, yes, yes. So our prayer is, Lord, whatever your will is, let your divine will be done in me. Here I am, God. Use me for your glory. Use me for your service. The steps of discipleship. Deny yourself. Pick up your cross and follow Jesus. Amen. That's the word for this morning.